Welcome, Dr. Treving, to our short mini-sode.
Thank you very much.
The one question I didn't get to pose to you in the main interview, which is still in my mind a little bit, is, are there people who still hold to the germ theory but know that shots or vaccines aren't good? In other words, can you have one, can you hold both of those kind of contrasting thoughts in a way in one individual at the same time?
Oh, they believe in the germ theory, but then they don't believe in vaccines? Or what exactly is the question?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, they believe, oh, I can catch something from you, or, you know, germs make us sick, but they don't think shots are the solution.
That represents the bulk of humanity right now, right now. That what's going on is, well, you know, these shots are toxic. And it's actually the basis behind a lot of the different pundits out there that are talking about, you know, shots being bad and don't get them. They're basically saying that, well, you know, vaccines are good and they've had a place in society, but they need to make them, you know, less toxic. And then, or maybe you space them out and, you know, you do the whole Chelsea Clinton thing, you know, okay, well, you know, maybe we give you this one on Tuesday and this one on Saturday and we make them, you know, less overwhelming, but you still have to get them. And that represents the bulk of society right now. And when you understand that the germ theory is a complete fabrication and lie, then you understand that the vaccines that they're trying to sell you around that germ theory is as well a fraud and a big lie. You just have to start asking deeper questions, you see? And the propaganda that's out there right now is especially the controlled opposition, is, well, you know, vaccines have helped us and we're going to make them better. And we're really sorry that these group of COVID vaccines have killed millions of people and we won't do it again. And we're all crying for that. But, you know, essentially vaccines are still good and let's just make them better. No, they've always been bad. One in 38 people being autistic shows that they've always been bad. And just because they put a mind control meme out there, stating that vaccines have nothing to do with autism, does not mean that it's true. Because nothing could be further from the truth. Vaccines have caused the autism epidemic.
Yes, and I bet you there are medical professionals who know that, but would never dare to speak up because of how they excoriated Dr. Andy Wakefield and others who dared to say that there could be a link, right?
Well, their medical license is under persecution. They don't mind if the crazy chiropractor says it. You know, and I've been saying it for 30 years and then wrote the book 22 years ago. But they don't want any of their own people saying it, you know, and if that's the case, you're going to have some medical board, you know, pounce on you and threaten to take away your livelihood.
But I'm curious, seriously, what percentage of healthcare professionals out there, doctors and nurses perhaps, do you think are aware that these things are injurious? Or how many of them do you think
actually know the truth?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say in my experience, in just my own circle of friends, and I have plenty of medical doctor friends and nurses, I would say more than half. How many of them don't speak out? I would say 90%.
Which you can understand.
And that's from my own 40 years of being a healthcare professional and working in the trenches with people. Yeah, they just don't want their livelihood affected. And this is how people are controlled.
Right.
You know, when you can't put food on the table for your family, or you can't make a boat payment, or you can't make your tuition payment, or your status is going to go down. I mean, They know how to push the buttons.
Right. And that's why we can't depend on the medical professionals to guide us in the right direction. And that's why I think your book was so empowering, because you actually said, here's how you can educate your pediatrician. If you are taking your baby for a well care visit and they are pushing the injections, there are many things you can say. And it is not by law, you do not have to vaccinate your children, right? And so I love that you offered some empowering resources at the back of Goodbye Germ Theory.
Right. We are doing a class here actually at the Stamford Library on Tuesday about getting back the religious exemption here in Connecticut, the brave lawyers who are working towards that, just like they did in Mississippi just recently, getting back the religious exemption to vaccines. The brave lawyers who are working on that campaign will be there speaking with me. If you read the back of my book, you get all of that information about your sovereignty and how about you do not have to have forced medical intervention. And that's really what it's all about. You just need to dive into it deeper. Unfortunately, most people don't dive in until they've had some sort of tragedy with a child, a child that's been damaged from a vaccine, and they know it was the vaccine because, you know, their intuition just won't let them see anything else. Even though they're being told a duck is a moose, You know, they just won't believe
right.
it. You know, they know a duck is a duck.
Kudos to those parents and to everyone who is listening to their intuition. So thank you again for your work, Dr. Trebbing, for these extra few minutes, and we will see you at the conference.
Really looking forward to it. See you there in Kansas City.